attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Freedom!
Yeah, sing it. Play it.
Freedom.
Yeah, freedom. Here I come out and say, kneel down before me, and you play a song about freedom. What's that all about? Hey, welcome one and all. There is a war on freedom, but not here, not on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But we're going to bring it out to you today. In fact, there's a story in Supernon. I don't know. It just came through to me from Terry Oranger from Autism One. She just emailed me. And it's about a San Bernardino school that is forcing its students to kneel down for administrators before a dismissal.
What?
Yeah, no. Kneel down, you peons. You want to go home to see mommy and daddy? You kneel down. And then we'll
San Bernardino. I lived down in Southern California for a while. I'm very familiar with San Bernardino.
This is your fault, Superdon. It's your fault, then.
Well, no. Is there a statute of limitations on how long you haven't lived there?
Were you in school there that they would implement a strategy to have students kneel down?
No. I did not go to school there, but okay. I'm surprised. I'm shocked. We need to find out more about this story.
Actually, yeah, it's interesting. The IntelliHub put it up. We got it in there. I've just even added it to the show notes at robertscottbell.com. By the way, welcome, everybody. If you love liberty, if you love this is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, and Super Don, when he gets a text message, we all get to know about it. This is the place, robertscottbell.com. Give me a call, 866-939-BELL. I think we got the phones forwarded and worked out today. I pray that we do. It's an interesting day because it's Advanced Medicine Monday, but I got a call. Well, I actually didn't get a call from Dr. Rashid Bitar. I got a text from him saying that he was at a conference in Vancouver and he lost his voice. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Vancouver, British Columbia, up in Canada. So if anybody at all can locate Dr. Bitar's voice up there, get it back to him because we might not be able to get him on today. If not, I've got a great backup plan with Ty Bollinger. He's on his way. And John Calvin Jones, PhD, JD, he was on with us last week. And he's got an article we just published at robertscottbell.com about the fact that vaccines cause disease. And, in fact, when they blame non-vaccinated kids, parents, et cetera, for the rise in whooping cough, they've got some explaining to do, particularly why it is more people that are fully vaccinated for whooping cough, pertussis, are getting it than non-vaccinated. Again, we'll get to that. Stand by. But the show notes are up, robertscottbell.com. We are kicking it into gear. If you missed yesterday's show, Sunday, on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Don's working on getting the archives up through naturalnewsradio.com, as well as, of course, gcnlive.com, which we co-brand the show together with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and all of y'all here with me partying for
all
free
y'all.
Each and every day. All of y'all, getting a little southern now. Yeah. Now, parents spoke out against this rule, Super Don, thankfully, about kneeling down before the kids could be dismissed from school. A KCAL-9 reporter stated that Principal Dana Carter at Cali Mesa Elementary School had reportedly instituted the policy, which called for students at various times of the school day, not just when they wanted to get out and go home to school, but at various times, to kneel down on one knee and wait for the principal or another administrator to dismiss them. As, guess this, what? It's a safety measure.
What?
And they, Yeah, they do the same thing, because we know how unsafe we were in school, Superdome, when we were little, because we weren't asked to kneel down on one knee. We are lucky to make it out alive.
Kneel before Zod.
Yeah, yes. peon kids, public school peons. A flyer had been circulated among parents alleging Carter began the policy as a positive way to enforce safety among students, usually right before classes begin or immediately after recess. Of course, the leftists probably are not crying about this, but if they were being asked, if the kids were being asked to go down on one knee in prayer, you know they'd be going ape poo-poo right now. You know that.
Right.
See, this is the distinction. They're all into freedom in certain ways, but not in others. And this is the divide that we don't play, right? We don't play that here. But one mother told KCAL's 9's Tom Waite that her daughter says that she has to drop down on one knee with her hands at her side, wait for the principal to come out, lift his arms, and tell them to go to class.
No, this can't be real. This is not
on the Onion. And it says, I feel that the principal wants to be like a king, she added. That's the mom. Now, evidently, now, the good news is that they backed off of this policy. The rule was retracted days after implementation due to the objection of many local parents. But it's a California thing, I think, that this would be happening.
Listen, yeah. I was born and raised in California. I grew up in the 80s, okay? I was a product of the 80s. This was the sex, drugs, and rock and roll era, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Things were nuts back then, okay?
Yeah.
Never in a million years would I have ever considered a school, a public school.
Right.
Right? I mean, this is not a private school.
No, this is a government school. Now, in the private schools, sometimes we'll kneel down for prayer, and they're allowed to do that. But in the government schools, yeah.
Kneel before the principal.
I like that. Principal Zod.
My hands were going again. I just knocked something down.
You're just speaking with your hands. You're going Italian on us, too.
It's the Italian in me. I can't help it. But this is insane. You know what? I'm going to call this school.
Yeah, see.
I'm
going to
get a statement from these people. I'm going
to
do it.
See what you can do. All right, go to it. Now, why do they try so hard to end freedom? That's the question by my good friend John Rappaport in an article just published at robertscottbell.com. It's linked up in the show notes today. Why do they try so hard to end freedom? This is another in a great series of articles by John from nomorefakenews.com. And there's so many quotable things in here. But now strong advocates of freedom are looked upon by the government as potentially dangerous people. They are demeaned in every possible way. If that doesn't give you a clue about where government is heading, try reading the piece of paper called the Constitution and then compare the statements in that document with the present scope of government and come to your own conclusion. Basically, as John put it out there so well, we have a situation now that the mere act of questioning government means you want to obliterate all government. Now, I'm not speaking for everybody in the audience because some might be consider themselves anarchists that want no government whatsoever. I haven't called for an abolition of all government. I recognize that there are people that do nasty things, but I recognize also that the Founding Fathers were pretty prescient in their perspective on this, that if we established a government, we would limit its scope and its reach. We would limit the amount of damage that would be done. However, if the people would ever fall asleep and become subservient to the so-called servant government, then all bets are off. Governments would do what they would do. That is, people who are in government become less like people and more like monsters because they are removed from the consequences for their action, this concept of sovereign immunity. Now, I got news for all you government yahoos out there at the FDA and elsewhere that listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You are not immune to the actions, the consequences of your actions. You're going to have to face the Creator one day, maybe even before you leave this earthly plane. That is just the nature of the universe. These are immutable laws. There is that concept of if you put something out there, it eventually comes back. Yeah, you add some vitamin L into the equation, eventually some vitamin L will be added to your equation. But if you add some vitamin T, which is not a vitamin, it's toxin T, it's tyranny, that's going to play itself negatively on your soul, if I can call it that. Although my perspective on soul is that you don't own it, you don't possess it, you are it, even if you forget about it and behave as if you are something less. But we have this concept that has been fomented for generations here in America, despite the founding principles, that you are subservient to the government that is supposed to serve you. But they trick you into acquiescing to this lowered status at law and in life and spiritually by convincing you that you are a citizen subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Case in point also, the reason that you're convinced that you have to have a marriage license to get married, that you have to have a birth certificate for your babies that are born to you because they're not alive until the government stamps their forehead or puts their footprint on a piece of paper and says they're a vessel of the state. And these are very real issues. Some people would say, you're just nitpicking, Robert. You're just nitpicking. Well, they've nitpicked us right out of liberty. So far out of liberty that it's hard to see it. And those that do see it and speak about it are now relegated to a point of, well, to a status of threat to the establishment. And so much so, we covered this just briefly, I think, on yesterday's show. And I think over at Alex Jones InfoWars, they picked up on this in the DOD training manual. They talked about people like the founding fathers and basically said they're like terrorists, pretend they're dangerous,
right,
because they
right,
don't respect
right.
authority. They wanted to cut off the ties to the authorities, the authoritarians. And so that's why this story that popped up, and thank you, Terry, from Autism One for sending that to me, it needed to be superseding all the other stories I planned to cover today, just to show you that it could even happen. Even if it's only a few days and then it's taken away, it tells you how far, at least in California, and I'm not picking on you Californians, but there's a lot of reason to pick on Californians. But the idea here is that you would be willing to send your children to government indoctrination centers again. Very controversial, because some folks get very defensive about that and they say, but not my school. My public school is good. I'm not here to take away your illusions or delusions. But the reality is, if you're not fully engaged in your kids' education and to know what's going on and what's being put in their heads, how do you know what to undo? Right? I know this because I had to undo most of my education from grade school to high school to university level. And the things I learned after university, I look back at what I was trained or indoctrinated in, it's stunning. It's absolutely stunning when you realize how many lies were put into your head as if they were real. Come back to natural medicine. I know that's why you tune into the Robert Scott Bell Show. We love the liberty to heal by any means not approved by government. As long as it doesn't violate your rights, as long as it's not, you know, using fraud to force it upon you. When we come back, I'll talk more about how they were able to deceive us in such a way that you actually have to talk to your family members and cousins and relatives, and they scratch their head and look at you crazy-like because you believe in natural healing. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, your friend in natural health. And, of course, we got lots more healing to go. Go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our sponsors. Stick with us, 866-939-BELL.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 26, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,395. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,445.09, $722.55 for a half ounce, or $361.27 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,445.09, $722.55, and $361.27.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay, can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Sight of freedom? Just look at your own life and see how much of what you learned from zero to now has been a lie. And you look back and go, dude, they lied to me about that. And they lied to me about that. They lied to me. Yes, and of course, transparency is the new opaque. And opaque is the new transparency. You talk about that from Bush years to Obama years, the same darn thing. Now, I say, where's the freedom issue? Well, look at this issue. The history of medicine in America. I grew up in government schools. Yes, little Robert Scotty Bell grew up in government schools. I had to overcome it, but I did. I managed it. It wasn't as bad. It's gotten worse, I agree. But we never once learned about any form of natural medicine. I think I remember learning about these so-called American Indians. They used to call them that. And they used to smoke tobacco or something. They had peace pipes, but there was no mention if it was for medicine or anything. But they did mention medicine men. They didn't say anything positive about them.
That's where I first learned about peyote.
Peyote, okay. I don't even remember learning about that. I think I read a Carlos Castaneda book or something. But, out back by the ballpark in the schoolyard, they were doing stuff. I don't even know what they were doing. But there was no mention of natural medicine. Do you, Super Don, you confirm this. Did you hear the word homeopathy, homeopathic medicine?
Nope.
Either of them uttered in any time?
I may have heard it from somewhere.
Yeah.
But I did not learn about homeopathy until I was much older.
Yeah. Well, not in school.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't part of a curriculum. Yeah, when we study, look at medicine, the history of medicine. You do history and you say, hey, look, we studied the Civil War in the South. And never once did they mention that the Civil War soldiers had homeopathic medicine in their medicine kits. I think that's a significant oversight. In fact, it's a huge oversight because they don't mention anything about the use of herbs. Go to medical school, try to learn that too. Now they'll say, well, herbs, they're dangerous and, keep them away when you're prescribing drugs because that's what we're training you to do, is to put horse blinders on so that all you do is prescribe patented pharmaceutical, pseudoscientific substances that are highly toxic and have nothing to do with curing disease. Suppressing symptoms, perhaps, but not curing disease. So, all I'm here saying about this war on freedom is that it's been going on for a long time. And it can be, some folks will discredit and say, well, you're a hard right wing. You see, it used to be the left that was all about freedom and didn't trust the man. Now it's weird because it's all flipped up on its head. And if you don't trust the government, you're now a hardcore conservative rightist. And the left is going, come on, just trust the government.
Trust the man. You know, the man is good this time.
Listen, it's not unusual. If you look historically at Democrats and Republicans and liberal and conservative,
yeah,
they flip-flop.
They flip-flop. I mean, they flip their flops.
They do. They trade places, you know, and it's very strange, the evolution of politics and the left-right paradigm, where it's mm-hmm. gone and what it used to be and how somebody who used to be a liberal today could be considered a conservative and the mm-hmm. other way around. It's yeah. very interesting. But, you know, Robert, I mm-hmm. got to tell you, while we were on the break, yes. I had did a little bit of homework on
did
that
you get through
school.
That school?
Listen, I got through. Not only yeah. did I get through, but mm-hmm. the teacher, one of the teachers that I was talking to, was there, and she put she had the phone, okay? Yeah. She put it on speakerphone. I actually was able to, believe it or not, they're still doing this, okay?
You're the best, man. You're the best. You Listen, got this on record. Can we
I
hear
recorded
it?
This, and I actually heard what the students were doing when the principal comes in.
Okay. Can you play it?
Yeah. Check this out.
And now, finally, take my hand. Swear eternal loyalty to Sartre.
You got him! Buster, got you're right.
Yep.
That was Principal Zod at that school in
Principal
San Bernardino.
Zod. They're at the school in San Bernardino.
Well, absolutely. Well done. If you're not sure about this story, check it out online in the social networks as well as at
Robert. Strangely familiar to a movie that I've seen before, but it's just, yeah. Very strange, very strange.
Absolutely fascinating. But again, this is the descent into tyranny. It doesn't happen in all in one fell swoop. It stops and starts. It descends a little bit at a time. The frogs are smart enough to jump out of the boiling water, even if it boils slowly, are the American people. Of course, if you are, then you're subjecting yourself to scrutiny by the very government police state that tells you to be afraid, be very afraid. We have a war on terror going on here that's never going to end. Again, coming back to the left-right Hegelian dialectic concept, when Bush was doing it, it was bad. When Obama's doing it, it's good. But perpetual war is the health of the state. The health of the state is the loss of your liberty. For what reason? Remember in that little elementary school in San Bernardino, their claim to make the children kneel down, it was for their own safety. This starts young. Never, ever trade your liberty for a perception of safety. Life is a dangerous endeavor. And government is here to make sure that you have less freedom in order that they'll have more power. And then the people behind it, they do some nasty things. Look at the history of government. I'm just here to warn you. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We got lots more to go on the show. Stick with us, 866-939-2355.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belcher.
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive! It's alive! It's alive!
The masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Feed the host. Don't feed the host. It'll only encourage him. Yeah. No, go ahead. Feed me. It's okay. If it's organic, non-GMO, I want it. But don't feed the poor. Don't feed the homeless. Don't feed the hungry.
That's right. And if you're on a mission from God, like, mm-hmm. I love that. I love that stager at the bottom of the hour because, you know, we are big Blues Brothers fans. But, yeah, we're on a mission from God.
Hey, fans of the Creator, too.
That's right. We're on a mission from God. And you know what? There are some people out there that are on a mission from God that are trying to
help,
not just feed the host, are they?
No, feed the homeless, the real homeless. In Raleigh, North Carolina, there's a war on the poor. Now, lest you think this is like a return of the Ku Klux Klan or something racial, this, in fact, is a governmental war locally on homeless and poor and hungry people. Because there's a church there in Raleigh that feeds the poor on a regular basis every weekend. And they basically were threatened. People from this church were threatened with jail time for feeding the homeless. Now, if you think we're exaggerating because we don't like government, it's not that we don't like government. It's government that has gone mad, government gone wild, government that's outside the restrictions of a constitution, federal, state, or any local policies that restrict the government so that they can do little or no harm to the people. And here, they're doing great harm to the people who most need help. And this article is written by Reverend Hugh Hollowell from Love Wins Ministries. When I asked the officer why, because they were threatened to arrest him, he said he was not going to debate me. I'm just telling you what it is. You pass out that food, you will go to jail. Not, wow. And this is only from last Saturday, a couple of days ago. Yep. They show up at Moore Square there in Raleigh and Fiat, just as they've been done for the last 6 years. They provide with no cost, no obligation, hot coffee, breakfast sandwiches, anyone who wants one. And they're out there doing it. And then on Saturday, Raleigh Police Department officers prevented them from doing God's work in this way. Really, they did. And all he could say to the people that were hungry and wanted something to eat, they will arrest me if I give you a biscuit. They will arrest me if I give you a biscuit. They have a partner church that brought 100 sausage biscuits and large amounts of coffee. We asked the officers for permission to disperse the biscuits to over 70 people who had lined up waiting to eat. They said no. So he had to face these people and say, I'm not allowed to feed them or I would be arrested. You know what? I think he should have fed them. Because
you know,
you know why?
Yeah, why?
Well, I mean, if they arrest a reverend, a pastor for feeding the homeless, you know what kind of stink this would be? We'd have to get Amnesty International into the U.S. going, look, do you see what the government is doing now?
Absolutely. And, you know, I have read many, many success stories where, you know, the law enforcement, the government has been faced down because they don't want some type of a PR disaster.
Right.
But those are the lengths that some people have to do in order to be able to do this stuff. And, yeah. I got to tell you, Robert, you know, the homeless situation on a local level, on a national level, it's a much bigger problem than people realize. You know, a lot of situations are, you know, the government, local, state, national, mm-hmm. they like to do the out of sight, out of mind thing, where they just, you know, it's like, we don't want people to see this because
how do we get them out of here? How do we get rid of these pesky homeless people?
Where can we hurt these people right. too so that people don't see them? Where is the
homeless man's Pied Piper?
Homeless people under.
Yeah, where's the Pied Piper that leads them out? Do we have a Pied Piper?
It's called a park with a bunch of tents in it.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's real. Honestly, that's what ends up happening. I actually have been touched deeply. Mm-hmm. By situations that I've been exposed to mm-hmm. in homelessness, where it's a much bigger problem. And you know what? These people, they're not nasty, dirty, ugly, criminal, people that, you know, these are people. Listen, look at the economy. Look at what we're going through. Do you think people aren't affected by that?
I'll just tell you this. For those that think the homeless are all like, he's a dirty man, I'd much rather hang out with someone who's homeless than someone who's a bureaucrat in the government.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. But, you know, here's some food for thought. Yeah. Most people, they are one tragedy away from being homeless themselves.
Yeah, well, yeah, and more so than ever before. I mean, look at even the folks that had their McMansions now are going to find themselves unable to pay back, you know, if it's rent or if it's mortgages because of the inevitable, unfortunately, crash of this paper economy. Bernanke has seen fit to make sure that it happens. And then, of course, right. what do? We look to government bureaucrats to save us. They're the only places, you know, basically Washington, D.C., that didn't have a housing crisis, if you will, or a collapse of the housing boom, because the money was flowing in Washington, D.C. High-tech sectors like in Seattle also didn't have it as badly. But, this homeless thing is amazing because here you have people in the churches, like we've said, that are actually out there doing it. They're not asking anybody anything. They're not forcing anybody. They're not defrauding you. If you want to help, you can help. If you don't, and yet here the local police are going, nope, can't do it. You know what this is all about too? Because local municipalities need more tax money and they can only raise it so much where people will rebel. So here's their way. Turns out there's a permit to use the park and they weren't even technically using the park. They were on the sidewalk, which is away from it. They don't need a permit, but they're claiming, no, you need a permit, $800. So it would cost them $1,600 every weekend. Just to be able to go out and feed the homeless. For what purpose? They'll probably say, well, it's public safety, right? As if you get permission, now it's suddenly safe to feed people. You're in a church. I mean, this is one of the basic you know, I don't care what religious background you have, whether you believe in Jesus or not. I mean, feed the hungry. Yeah. And you don't need a bureaucracy to do it. You got good people that are trying to do it in Raleigh, of all places. And if this is mirrored elsewhere, it is, again, evidence of the insanity of a government that believes that it has a monopoly on charity. But it's not charity, because when you steal, when you use a gun, when you use force or fraud to take money from people to redistribute it, and of course then giving only a fraction of a penny out of what you've taken in order that you hold the stranglehold on who gets to do what, it's no longer charity. Now it's fraud. And now it's highly inefficient, and in this way, the people will be even more hungry. So we can't make this stuff up. This is a story. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's on Food Freedom News. And, of course, you can chime in on any of this, too, if you want. 866-939-BELL. I have a feeling, Superdome, people don't believe they can really call in, because we haven't taken calls for a lot of years. And so people are going, he's just saying that. He doesn't mean it. But evidently, no, it works, really. You can call 866-939-2355. Now, those of you who are not vegetarians that eat raptors or chickens, for that matter, might be interested in this.
What did you say? Raptors?
Raptors. They're related to chickens. What? They're from the raptor family. I learned that from, what was that, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
I'd like a raptor sandwich, please.
Well, there's more news about chickens and influenza. Did you hear about this chicken flu coming back?
Chickens. Or is it gonna be?
Yeah. I heard about chicken flu. Has Tom heard about chicken flu?
Chickens?
I don't think he's heard about it.
Chickens?
Wait, maybe he has.
Hey!
I think I hear it.
All of the Robert Scaldone listeners, ready?
It's the official theme song.
All together now.
You sing it. What is this song for?
I gotta be careful. I'm gonna knock something down.
Yeah, please don't.
Okay. All right. We've now done the chicken dance.
This is the chicken dance, but it's for the chicken flu, because there's a story out of Time, Health, and Family. Should you be chicken about the new chicken flu? Researchers discovered it before it became a pandemic, but there's no evidence for it yet. How do you discover it before it becomes a pandemic and then claim there's no evidence for it? You know how they do that? This is just bizarre. You read that headline, it's like, we've discovered it before it's a pandemic, but there's no vaccine. Well, no, there's no vaccine for it yet, is what they're really trying to say. They literally, and we covered this many years ago on the air here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the fact that these government researchers, World Health Organization, CDC, it said, were literally going in and monkeying with the genetics of these so-called viral strains. They're literally saying, what is this H7N9 doing? Hey, let's make some switches in the genes here, and then we'll release it and see how pandemic it really could be. Because right. We know it's only a matter of time before it comes back.
Right.
So why not create it before it comes back, and so we'll be ready for it. But
well,
what escapes them is the fact that they created it.
We've got to make it scary. See, I mean, we warned you about the pandemic. We came out with movies to try and scare you about contagions and things that were going to make everybody just, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do? We need the government. We need the CDC. We need our vaccinations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when the whole thing was a flop,
yeah.
I mean, you know, there was no pandemic. You know,
no,
I mean,
they redefined
what
was the
GSK?
Name.
GSK?
Yeah,
and
pandemic.
All Tamiflu. Yeah, I mean, it wasn't working. You know,
pandemic.
Millions
they
of dollars.
It, yeah.
Yeah, these millions of dollars on vaccine. It was a flop. So now what do they do? Now they got to go in here and try and find a way to continue to make it scary.
Yeah, it's incredible. By the way, they're reporting the results of the journal Nature. They concluded that the H7N9 that appeared last spring and sickened more than 130 people, they claim it killed 40, was likely due to ducks. Ducks. It jumped from wild ducks to chickens, blending with flu strains already circulating among chickens and triggering the formation of two new strains, H7N9 and the new influenza H7N7RXD2. Now, this, remember, the law of the terrain is something you don't hear about from medical pundits in the mainstream media. The fact that people live in filth, live at pig farms, live and sleep with chickens. We talked about not sleeping and snuggling with baby chickens, not a good thing for kids to do. And that results in, of course, an overwhelming amount of certain influxes into the environment, into your body or your kid's body, if they're not eating clean food, if they're not detoxifying their liver, if the food is genetically modified, if they've been on antibiotics. All of these things strip the gut flora and inflame the gut to the point where you have no defense against anything, and then they want to blame a chicken flu.
And it's absolute nonsense. It's an absolute lie. And it's basically done to foment the idea that you are not safe, that you are just one sneeze away from death and destruction. And in this way, they can convince you to take these experimental vaccines that they already created and recombinant genetically modified in a lab somewhere. So they're ready to say, aha, see, somebody sneezed. It's what we predicted. And here you go. Take the shot. When we know we can utilize silver hydrosol, we want to keep the metals down. We want to take the oxy sulfur. We want to take the oxy lift. We want to do all the things that we need to do to be well via nutrition. But now we've got the added insult of Fukushima radiation, which means you're going to have to take more of the food-grown selenium, more of the iodine, detox your liver even more regularly than you have already. And we'll talk about ways to do that as well when we come back. Maybe we'll talk about how do you get patented poop and turn it into something you can sell to people? That's a question I've often asked myself. Let's see if they figured it out in government or Big Pharma or something like that. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. Stick with us. Lots more to do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, They're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, we're jamming for health, freedom, and healing liberty here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, we are. We are. 866-939-BELL. What? Rebel. Yes. The rebellion is alive and well here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. By the way, I was talking about marketing poop. Is there a way to market poop? How about making a genetically modified poop and marketing it? And actually, we can sell it for you and tell you, hey, put it in your coffee. Put it in your soda pop. Put it on anything. It's equal. It's equivalent to things that are not poop. Patent confirms that aspartame, a.k.a. NutraSweet, a.k.a. AminoSweet, a.k.a. a Pentagon potential warfare chemical agent, thanks to G.D. Searle and I always get, what's the lizard boy's name? I always forget him. He was in government.
He convinced
Ronald Reagan to approve aspartame, even when the FDA said no.
Oh,
Donald Rumsfeld, Lizard Boy. Yes, right. Rumsfeld. That's always forget him, Lizard Boy. Anyway, patent confirms that aspartame is the excrement of genetically modified bacteria. Feel good about that in your morning coffee. Little genetically modified excrement to sweeten it up.
Nice.
Say no. Please say no. Hey, it looks like we got the phone still ringing, Tom. Is it true that
Who is this? Who is this on the line?
Do we have someone?
Who's on the line here? Who is this?
I don't think we have. We got a Corey? No way. Is this Coast Guard Corey?
Corey?
Oh, hey, Robert. Oh, sorry, it's Coast Guard Corey. I'm just having flashbacks from when I was in the Caribbean, my years down there.
What gave you the flashback?
I was thinking about a year ago we called. I called in to give you guys an update that we were able to register our kid without getting vaccinated. And
yes,
part of the registration was, of course, filling out the forms and the exemption forms and all that good stuff. But whenever I fill out those forms, they always ask what race your children are. And I, to sleep at night, I've got to fill in my own blank, and I write the human race. Well, we're registering for a new school this year, and the assistant principal just happened to be there reviewing the registration forms when they gave it to him. And I explained to him, hey, don't get too excited. Last year they got a little excited about me putting my own block in there. And he goes, oh, that's no problem. I never liked that question in any way. So he's reviewing the paperwork, and he notices that I missed the last page, which happened to ask that question again. So guess what he does? I see him filling in the form himself, not knowing what the question was because I missed it. And he writes it down, hands me the piece of paper, and says, hey, what do you think about that? And he fills it in himself and puts human race in it. So I was like, oh, man, you know, I like you. You're a good guy.
He's not like Corey, the Emperor Zod principal that we talked about in San Bernardino that probably would have said, you know, member of the slave race.
Yeah, this guy, he's all right. I'll give it to him for the public indoctrination.
Listen, and your point, Corey, because we love you. You know that Coast Guard Corey is a great guy. He's a man of freedom. He lives it. He's teaching people about GMOs and out there. And
you know, there are folks in the government indoctrination centers or even folks in the bureaucratic oligarchy that are literally just trying to get by and to infiltrate, do whatever they can. I it's like throwing out the baby with the bathwater concept. When I talk about freedom the way I do, don't be offended in that, oh, you're saying everybody is that way. Listen, you have to speak in general terms sometimes to communicate basic principles. But the reality is you can meet a human one-on-one and see past some of the garbage and see them as soul. I recognize that. But if they're violating your rights, let's say they were to give Coast Guard Corey some crap in that school because he said human race instead of some other race that is not human or a subset of humans, that's a different story. But right there, I got to acknowledge you, Corey. You tend to bring out the good in people.
Robert, and you as well. And I just got to say, you know, I've been listening to the show for several years, and I can genuinely say I'm a better person and more educated person for listening to the show. And it's contagious, and that's a good thing. That's a good contagion.
So you're not more dangerous then?
No, not one bit. Not one bit. So there is hope for the human race, and everything is irie.
Everything is Irimon. Now we're all going Caribbean. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man.
Well, this is really—it's really cool to hear from you. Love to your family, your kids, your wife, and everybody. And Coast Guard Corey, did you get to hear Friday's show where we talked about the event coming up in Brunswick, Georgia, where they're doing some teaching people how to literally grow their own food, but more than that.
I'm still waiting for that one to come out on the archives. That was a couple days behind.
No worries.
To listen to it though.
Super Don will get it up. You have your homework for Coast Guard Corey's sake. Corey, good to hear from you, my friend. Hey, next hour, it's supposed to be Advanced Medicine Monday, and it still will be, but Dr. Bitar lost his voice in Canada. So any of our Canadian listeners, if you locate it, please let us know. In the meantime, we're hoping to hear from Ty Bollinger and John Calvin Jones. We're going to talk about the vaccine schedule. Is there any science behind it at all? And you can get on the phones like Corey did, 866-939-BELL. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins give you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean superfood, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.